Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff, and we are back in the kitchen at the cooking studio at Whole Foods Market. We are with executive chef and owner Michael Smith of Michael Smith's and Extra Virgin. When you go to the website at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com, you will see Michael preparing these dishes with his two adorable daughters, Misha and Sophie, who served as his sous chefs, but also helped to tell the story about the importance of cooking with your children in the kitchen. So, Michael, what's first up?
The Thai shrimp rolls.
Okay.
Basically, you know, vegetable and many times noodle filled rice paper wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's really a salad and a roll. So we put, we julienned carrots and we sliced, sliced up the lettuce. Julienned cucumber, picked herbs, basil, cilantro, mint.
And the children were really enjoying smelling and working with those herbs. And I think that interaction or that participation led to the excitement of cooking. Also, you did some wonderful things with knife skills and working with a mandolin. Again, you'll see that on the website. And we do encourage using a guard or wrapping their hands if they haven't had much experience with the mandolin. But the beauty, and if I can say, beauty of those vegetables,
yeah.
I mean, it looked, you were putting it out on the plate, and it looked like art.
Yeah, and I think it's sort of an aesthetic that the kids see, and immediately there's a gratification of they've accomplished this, and it's a fairly simple maneuver on a little machine that, you know, the tools are important in the kitchen to, you know, help them succeed and participate and do it in a cool way. And at the end, they're sort of surprised, you know, at their...
They look like chefs. And the mandolin, we're not talking about a $200 piece of equipment.
Yeah, it's a $20.
It's a $20 mandolin, and it's small enough that smaller hands can work with
they
it with the right safety precautions.
And the herbs you were talking about earlier, you know, I think as kids are afraid of green herbs on their food
green,
to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And so, but when they, like my kids see it grown in the garden, they go, I say, hey, go get me some basil for the pasta. So they go pick it. It's just a connection that makes it different.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's theirs. They own it. And so they're going to eat it and try it. And I think that's hugely important.
It was hugely important. And the other thing that we were working with was the rice wrappers, which were easy enough. We just pulled them off the shelf at Whole Foods Market and put them in a pan of warm water.
Just enough to soften them. And you can roll anything in there. You know, you can roll some chicken and some herbs or what. You know, I mean, there's anything that can be rolled in them. It's very flexible.
So what you'll see as part of the technique, and we all learned it, and it's okay, we made a mistake. One of the little rice wrappers just...
They get a little soft.
It got mushed, and we couldn't open it up.
But turn it into a little ball, yeah.
It was its own little ball. But it's just turning it over frequently till it gets to that pliable state. And I think the only way you learn that is just by doing it.
Yeah.
And once we did that, we put it out on our work surface, and it was the palate. It was ready to go for the shrimp rolls. How would you suggest preparing the shrimp for this?
Usually you just poach it. You know, you can go to the store and just buy the poached shrimp already ready to go, or you can poach fresh shrimp, poach it in some salted water, a little bit of lemon maybe, or some herbs, and something a little bit spicy if you do like spice. And then once they're cooled down, you peel them, and I slice them in half horizontally. That way they lay a little flatter, and they can roll up in the rice paper.
They were beautiful. And I think the beauty of this dish is that all of the ingredients could already be in the refrigerator.
They're fresh.
They're in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Even the shrimp you could cook it the previous day.
Yeah, very easy to build the pantry, like you were saying earlier.
Build the pantry. It could take, what, 5 minutes to do that? And that was the purpose of this. And then the children get to participate in helping to select what goes in there. And so for this particular one, we did have lettuce and cucumber and carrots. And as Michael mentioned, fresh herbs, cilantro, basil, mint, green onions. And let's talk about how you cut those green onions. Were you just going for that? Everything should be in a similar size and shape?
Yeah, we're trying to get it just so that when you roll it up, you don't have, especially something like that you're going to be crunching into that, you know, something bulky or crunchy, like a carrot cut too big and that wouldn't chew
work
very well. I mean, that's a sort of an aesthetic we think about in cooking. So the kids should know that. I should know that. The family, you know, you just know when something doesn't feel right. Something's bigger than the other. Too bulky to eat, or, you know.
So every bite literally had all of those flavors.
And it just commingles very perfectly. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. So let's talk about how you wrapped it.
So really, once you have your rice paper down on the counter, you want to just line up. You know, it's easy to get ahead of yourself and put too much of each ingredient because you have to remember there's four or five ingredients. And so by the time you pile them all up, you've got quite a bit. And so it kind of looks like it's going to not all fit. You stack up your, you know, you maybe lay in your cucumber, lay in the carrot, your lettuce, the herbs, and spread them so that they obviously go from the length of the of the lettuce wrap. And then you kind of lift up the lip of the lettuce wrap that's closest to you, and you fold it over the first time and just kind of crunch it down a little bit and squeeze it together so you can get a tube going, basically. And you just, and they're pretty sticky. That's why they, when you make a mistake with them, you know it.
We did.
But you just sort of start rolling them on each other, and you'll create this little roll.
It is beautiful. It has the colors of the rainbow in it, and we couldn't wait to.
And the kids, you know, they're going, I mean, maybe our kids are fairly familiar with, say, an Italian meal, pasta, you know, Americana, you know, soup and sandwiches and whatever. But they're going somewhere. They're going to either Thailand, Vietnam, wherever these rolls are from.
Yes.
And so they're kind of, I think that's unusual for them and kind of cool and interesting and something for them to talk about with their kids at school. And so that's kind of helps.
It was fun. And of course, this is what we always call quality time with each other for a very good purpose. And literally the sweet chili dipping sauce we just pulled off the shelf. So let's go to the vegetable salad, and I will say that Shelley from our registered dietitian was very excited about the combination of the beets and the sunflower seeds, and unexpected, again, everything just came right off the shelf or out of the refrigerator. Let's talk about what was in this vegetable salad you created.
Well, we used mixed greens, so you can, you know, you could obviously use spinach, arugula, any kind of lettuces, something that's crunchy, obviously. The mixed greens are great because there's a lot of different colors in there and different shapes of lettuces. And, like, you know, my kids pick them out and they want to know if this is Mizuna and this is, you know, they don't know what the names are. And then we learn about the names. And so that's kind of fun. I don't eat beets on a regular basis, but I eat beets in salad. For whatever reason, I like beets in salad.
Works. It worked.
And I like them to be a little tangy. So sometimes I'll take them off the shelf. And if they're already a pickled beet, that's fine. But sometimes you can take just a regular beet, either can or the jar, and then drain them out and add your own vinegar to them, whether it's balsamic, whether it's a little bit of sherry vinegar from Spain, or red wine vinegar, whatever. Add a little bit of onion to it.
And we use balsamic.
And,
oh, that just created really a wonderful depth of flavor.
Just gives them a little tanginess, because they're real earthy. So you want a little tanginess maybe for them. Then we used some of the banana peppers, which are maybe you don't think of that right off the hand for a salad, but they're tangy, spicy, and crunchy, and all those things are what make salads work. What else? Radishes.
We had radishes.
My kids and my wife love radishes, so we always have radishes and cucumbers in the salad of some kind. So we didn't put cucumbers in this one, but and then nuts of some kind. And so sometimes sunflower seeds are, you forget about them. You see them on salad bars when you go out, but you forget about them when you're in the nut aisle. You see all the almonds and pistachios and hazelnuts, cashews, but you forget about, you know, sunflower seeds.
We were glad you remembered them because they were wonderful in here. And the other ingredient was just cold chicken breast that had been sliced up, probably could have had from the night before.
Yeah,
and now it works in here.
And it could have been shrimp that was left over the night before. It could be any kind of sliced beef. It's really very flexible.
Whatever protein works for you and your family. So it's time for lunch. You literally go in the refrigerator, pull out the vegetables, whatever meat is left over. And let's talk about how you put the salad together and the vinegar.
Well,
you made a balsamic vinaigrette, but you did mention you could get something like that.
Yeah, you can buy it off the shelf, something that's very heart healthy. And but typically I'll put the all the sort of big chunky vegetables in the salad and then add lettuce to it later. And then really you toss, typically, if you were in a classic restaurant scene in the kitchen, you toss all the lettuces and vegetables with oil first. Then it protects it kind of coats the lettuces and vegetables, protects them. Then you drizzle on. Now, if you make a vinaigrette separate, doesn't apply.
Right. But
then you can just drizzle on your vinegar, and then it's kind of mixes into the salad, creates the vinaigrette. But but it doesn't wilt the lettuces by hitting them first and kind of the acid eating them or wilting them.
So a technique to remember that if you're dressing, and you shouldn't dress the salad till just before you eat it, as we know. But if you're not going to use an off-the-shelf vinaigrette, please begin with the oil first and your lettuce
nice,
will hold
nice
up.
Nice little protective coating.
Yeah. It was a protective coating. Okay, let's go on to our warm, now that we're protected, let's go on to our warm tortillas because this was fun. What did we have in them?
So we had, once again, some leftover steak out of the fridge.
Mm.
We sliced that up. You can either, you know, raw steak that you haven't, didn't end up not cooking, or you can have cooked meat that's already, you know, ready to go, seasoned. But we kind of, you know, once again, you're going to put it inside of a package of some kind, which is between two tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have the bites, you know, relatively easy to maneuver in your mouth. So you want to cut them smallish enough or thin. So we sliced meat. Mm-hmm. We had cheese. We had a little bit of onion, cilantro. And really, we just kind of stacked it in there, made enough cheese so that, you know, maybe it's not too unhealthy, but you want enough to make it all kind of glue together and be gooey and tasty.
And what kind of cheese would you recommend for this particular tortilla?
We used a Monterey Jack, I think, that had maybe some jalapeno in it. But, you know, Monterey Jack, any kind of, you know, mozzarella, fontina, cheese from Italy, cheddar. I mean, anything that kind of melts really easily.
So it's really your choice. You also chose a corn tortilla for this and mentioned how important the corn tortilla is to your family. I mean,
yeah, we, you know, corn tortilla has been our bread. We eat bread for sandwiches, but we also, we just always have tortillas. They're always available. The kids want to do a quick roll of something inside of it, melt it in the microwave real quick. It's a tortilla.
It's a tortilla. Okay, so we stacked all this up and put it between two corn tortillas. And you said you could do this in a variety of ways in terms of heating it. It could be on the stove with some olive oil. It could be in the microwave. It could go in the oven. And another thing that you did that I thought was helpful is you blotted it. If you thought it had a little too much oil on it, you can still fix that. Even
sometimes I'll toast them. You have to be careful, but I'll toast them over the flame. I'll toast them raw, you know, out of the package so that they kind of get a little bit of toastiness to them and warm up and soften, then fill them. And then to really get everything inside hot, microwave them. But if you're going to put them in a pan with oil, then sometimes maybe it's too much oil, so you want to blot them when they come out onto a paper towel.
Okay. All right. Very helpful, very healthy. When we come back, we're going to talk about plating these dishes, what to drink with them, and acknowledge our celebrity tasters. Please stay with us in the kitchen.